were an eagle and you flew from the top of Ben Vragi out and over the golden beaches, you would see the rivers which I call the Maids of Sorrow, the Helmsdale, the Brora, the Fleet and the Kyle. And the Kyle itself is a system of four rivers, the Oikle, the Castley, the Shin and the Carron. These seven rivers all run into what I call the Sorrowed Bay. The cartographers call it the Inner Mary Firth these days. During the Highland clearances, a young fella from Kildonan called Marcus Brass was growing increasingly frustrated and angry with what he was seeing unfold before his eyes. He knew he could do nothing about it, so he decided to go to the Americas. When he climbed to the top of Ben Uri above Kildonan with his boyhood friend Ian Duroch, they looked out over the Sorrowed Bay. Marcus said he was departing to cross the sea and to leave the Maids of Sorrow behind him once and for all. His friend Ian Duroch was heartbroken as he said goodbye to his lifelong companion. A few years later, after the worst of the Kildonan clearances, Ian Duroch received yet another letter from his best friend in America, pleading with Ian to follow him to the prairies. There was nothing left in Sutherland. Nafasach is the Gaelic word best used to describe Sutherland in those days. That means the desert. He found Marcus Brass just west of where the Missouri River meets the Cheyenne River in South Dakota, amidst the prairies around Faith City. Here the two of them worked themselves near into the grave to build up a wee farm. However, Marcus had fallen in love with a Native American girl, and for cultural reasons, I suppose, the girl was forced to turn her back on him. Marcus had had enough and slipped away, crestfallen, over the horizon, leaving his lifelong friend Ian Duroch alone again, heartbroken, tending to a patch of dust in the prairies. No one knows for sure, but perhaps Marcus Brass had followed the creek down to the Cheyenne and then further down to the Missouri, and maybe he caught a boat south to St. Louis and onwards to the Gulf of Mexico. If so, his life had gone full circle, taking the American Maids of Sorrow down to another sorrowed bay. The voice of Ian Duroch is singing this song. Ian is not singing about a homosexual love, but of a love altogether more profound and unworldly. C.S. Lewis called this love philia, and described it as the most profound and almost lost art of friendship. Here we go. The Maids of Sorrow.